News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A dark day in Maine after gunmen opened fire last night, killing at least 16 victims in a pair of shootings in Lewiston and nearby Lisbon. Maine Governor Janet Mills reassuring hurting families better days lie ahead.
I know it's hard for us to think about healing when our hearts are broken. But I want every person in Maine to know that we will heal together.
Auburn, Maine Mayor Jason Levesque says the local bowling alley and restaurant were full of people enjoying the evening, thanks in part to good weather.
You know, our joint bowling alley, if you would, is in Lewiston. And, you know, bowling is a great pastime, and we love it. And there's a youth league that night. Smegmies is a wonderful place, especially if you like to, you know, play cornhole. So it's just a normal Wednesday evening. The weather was wonderful up here in New England, and I think a lot of people were out taking advantage of that.
Police say they're searching for Robert Carr, a trained firearms instructor believed to be in the Army Reserve. Levesque spoke to NBC today. Representative Mike Johnson from Louisiana says the House is ready to get back to work.
We know that there's a lot going on in our country, domestically and abroad, and we are ready to get to work again to solve those problems. And
Johnson was elected Speaker on Wednesday after getting support from all Republican members. The United Auto Workers Union says it's reached a tentative contract agreement with Ford. UAW President Sean Fain.
We told Ford to pony up, and they did. We won things nobody thought was possible. Since the strike began, Ford put 50% more on the table than when we walked out.
The four-year deal still has to be approved by 57,000 union members at the company. On Wall Street right now, the Dow is struggling. It's up by 212 points. This is SRN News. The Walt Disney Company is embracing sports gambling with a betting app that will be promoted through Disney-owned ESPN. Evangelical leaders are dismayed.
It tells us a lot about ourselves. It tells us about Disney. It tells us about the gambling industry. It tells us about how moral change is repackaged in vocabulary. Gambling, in this case, legalized sports gambling or sports betting, is being reclassified as a form of entertainment.
That's Dr. Albert Moeller of the Southern Baptist Convention. He says this is a big win for the gaming industry.
If you have Disney behind the reclassification of gambling as entertainment, you've actually won a very great deal in terms of traction in American culture.
The new gambling app is likely to make millions for Disney. Experts say it may also make a lot of gambling addicts that are going to need help in the not-too-distant future. Most online gamblers in this country are men, 18 to 35. This is SRN News. Stellantis says it plans to invest about 1.5 billion euros, that's $1.6 billion, in Leap Motor. That's a Chinese electric vehicle maker.
Two companies say they've formed a strategic partnership and joint venture that aims to expand the Chinese EV maker's global sales. Stellantis, the European-based maker of Jeep and Ram, said it'll benefit from Leap Motors' tech-first EV ecosystem in China to meet its own targets for shifting to electric vehicles. The investment will give Stellantis an approximately 20% stake in Leap Motor.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting the company said the 51% Stellantis-led joint venture will have exclusive rights to export and sell Leap Motors vehicles outside of China. A demonstration last night in Tel Aviv, Israel, outside the Ministry of Defense. Relatives of some of those victims taken hostage by Hamas, they say they want them back. More on these stories at SRNnews.com.